First, finding the right doctor can be hard. For people living in rural parts of Wisconsin, it can be even more difficult. A new documentary from Wisconsin Public Television and UW-Madison is taking a closer look at the challenges of providing quality health care in rural Wisconsin and highlighting efforts by UW-Madison to address those challenges. Mary Picorni Donlin is a producer with Wisconsin Public Television, and Dr. Amy Kine is a geriatrician and director of the Health Services and Care Research Program in the Department of Medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. They are both involved in the new documentary Medicine on Main Street, which airs tonight at 9:30 on your local WPT station. Mary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Dr. Kine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Mary, let's start with you. What got you interested in tackling this issue of rural health care?
Rob, this is actually the fourth in a series of programs that we've been co-production with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And what we do is we kind of find a topic that's important to Wisconsin, and then we figure out what ways we can bring UW-Madison into it, what impact they've had on the programs with the various topics. And so this year, we decided, for this program, we decided to do rural health care. It's an issue not only in this state, but actually nationwide. What is UW-Madison? What programs that they have that are addressing these issues in underrepresented rural health care, and then what is the impact in the communities?
And Dr. Kine, I know you've been looking at these disparities and coming up with ways to track them and visualize them for people. Can you paint us a picture of what we're facing in terms of rural health care disparities?
Yes, absolutely. Our rural areas of our state and of many states across the nation are facing an unparalleled challenge in terms of health care access, healthcare delivery, and health outcomes. There's much improvement to be made. And to raise awareness of some of the challenges that the rural areas are facing, I think is of great importance. And I'm so thrilled that Wisconsin Public Television has taken this on as a focus for their series.
And Mary, what did you hear from residents in towns that you went to when they talked about access to healthcare?
It's always been a struggle for them. The idea that they'd have to travel like miles, they have to drive an hour to get to a specialist, or they're having a lack of mental health providers in the area. And so they were actually very happy that they had healthcare professionals in their area that made it easy for them, that they could see a specialist once every month and not have to come to Madison. And so there's misconceptions about that you're going to get less quality healthcare in these rural areas, when in fact they're getting great care, and just so they don't have to come to Madison. But yeah, they're getting it right there in their communities.
Yeah, Dr. Kine, can you talk about UW-Madison's outreach efforts to help provide that care, maybe especially that specialty care that people don't have usually in their neighborhood?
Absolutely. The University of Wisconsin is at the cutting edge of outreach to all corners of our state. We have pioneered new technologies and new care models to allow for telemedicine-based approaches in which specialists or other healthcare providers are at one location but can deliver care in another location through technology. We've also innovated around new ways to deliver care within low-resource settings. For instance, trying to support older adults more successfully as they move from hospital to home or recover from whatever illness that they have in their homes, even if they've received care in another site. Additionally, we have this wonderful program called the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine, which was specifically created to address physician shortages within our state of Wisconsin. And this is a wonderful program that brings in medical trainees who are often from rural areas, are interested in going back to rural areas after their medical training. And wonderfully, 91% of the graduates of this program thus far are practicing in the state of Wisconsin. So it has been an unqualified success. And I would say, though, that there are certainly many other programs that I can't speak to today, but there is always more need. And there's always more need for new health policies and new approaches and additional persons and programs to help address our rural health needs. So the increased attention and the raising of awareness that has been done through this new Wisconsin Public Television series is really wonderful in my eyes.
And Mary, you talked to Dr. Kind and other medical professionals as part of the documentary. Can you talk about kind of the range of things that you saw doctors doing when they went out to work in rural Wisconsin or telecommuted to rural Wisconsin, for that matter?
Yeah, it was great. We wanted to make sure that we didn't just focus on the physicians, but we were looking at nursing and pharmacists. So we found a wonderful doctor, Dr. Michelle Forrestein, in Black River Falls. It was actually a graduate of the WARM program. We found Erin Adams, who is a mental health nurse practitioner that actually lives in Madison, but she commutes to Dodgeville and Lancaster, which is a real that happens in a lot of communities. Doctors and nurses have to commute to get to these and cover several counties. And then we met two wonderful pharmacists in the Rice Lake Hayward area. So we wanted to make sure we got out across the state and really got a good representation of the healthcare professionals and the great work that they're doing in their communities.
Dr. Kind, you track differences in communities when it comes to access to healthcare, and you mentioned outcomes. Connect the dots. How big a difference does it make to have access to primary and specialty care when it comes to longer-term health outcomes?
Oh, it can make a huge difference. And this is certainly a deeply personal question and topic for me. Having grown up in rural northern Wisconsin, I personally saw the impact of limited access to specialty and primary care services directly being linked to health outcomes in the area, health outcomes surrounding diabetes or childhood wellness, maternal fetal outcomes, trying to find practitioners who could deliver someone, for instance, within a reasonable area. And so when health outcomes are so tightly linked to access, it becomes absolutely critical that our state institutions like the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health invest in new technologies and new opportunities for training to try to keep our best and brightest within our own state. And so I'm glad to say that that is what we're doing, and we're continuing to move in that direction. But there is no doubt, study after study after study within the research community on a whole array of outcomes from cradle to older adult show that access to high quality health services is absolutely essential to good quality health.
Mary, I've heard from other guests over the years that access to healthcare isn't just about the health of individuals, but the health of communities. And, you know, people might base a decision on where to live or retire to, depending in part on access to healthcare. Did you get that sense? I know that wasn't the main issue you were tackling, but did you get that feeling like this is important to us as a community?
You did. You really got that sense. It's just you're going to meet, when you watch tonight, you're going to meet this one woman, Mona Baker, who moved up here from Dallas, Texas, had access to, you know, top-notch specialists or whatever. And so she was going to come up here, move closer to her son, and she had real concerns about that, what kind of health care. And she fell in love with the system immediately. She needed a knee replacement within a month of moving here, and she could not believe the quality of it. In fact, she found the advantage of, instead of having to drive 2 hours to a hospital, she only drove 10 minutes. And it was just wonderful. So she was really impressed by that. But you saw that in anywhere. The pharmacists that we focus on in Hayward and Rice Lake, they just think that the quality of health care that they get from their pharmacies is they can't even measure that. It's just wonderful. And it's especially important, especially in these small towns, for pharmacies. If you think about it, they could be the only healthcare professional in town. Mm-hmm. And people that are coming there to get their medications, they don't need an appointment, they don't need insurance, but there's a healthcare professional right there that they can ask these questions to. And that's why pharmacists especially are a very vital part to all these communities.
Dr. Kind, I know you're trying to bridge some of these gaps. Where is there still room for improvement around the state? Whether that's coming from UW-Madison or the state or local communities, where do we need to fill gaps?
So I think there are always lots of areas of improvement. The people and the healthcare providers within these rural areas do such a wonderful, wonderful job that I think one of the things that we could do as a society is do a little bit better job of supporting them and in their work. So reaching out to our policymakers, reaching out to our decision makers, and helping them understand that rural medicine is absolutely critical to the health of our population, that it needs to be supported, and that some of our rural hospitals are in real crisis here and across the state, that these problems need to be attended to, and we need to maintain our rural healthcare infrastructure in a way that allows people, regardless of where they live in the state of Wisconsin, and particularly within these rural areas, to access high-quality services at all times.
We'll leave it there for now. Dr. Kind, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Mary, thanks for coming over to our side of the building.
Thank you, Rob.
Mary Pokorny Donlin is a producer with Wisconsin Public Television, and Dr. Amy Kind is a geriatrician and director of the Health Services and Care Research Program in the Department of Medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. They joined us to talk about a new documentary premiering tonight on WPT about healthcare access in rural parts of the state. The documentary is called Medicine on Main Street. You can watch it on your local WPT channel tonight at 9:30 or online at WPT.org.